In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor profiles a new home in Urbana that will produce more energy than it uses.
Last September, on the fall equinox, Deborah and Ty Newell began construction of a new home in northeast Urbana. Barring any unforeseen hang-ups, they'll move into it this July. In some ways, the house is like other one-story homes in Behringer Commons, where it is located. It features about 1/4 an acre of usable yard, approximately 2,100 square feet of living space, and a 2-car attached garage. The Newell's home differs from others nearby in that it will generate as much energy as it uses in a year, making it a net-zero energy house. How's that possible? There's nothing futuristic about it. The Equinox house will achieve net zero in part by using far less energy than even a well-built conventional home, about 1/5 as much. The walls and roof of the Equinox house are constructed with 12-inch thick structural insulated panels, which are 4 to 5 times more effective at preventing thermal transfer than the walls of a typical house. Great care has also been taken to minimize any leakage of air through the envelope of the house. The Equinox house uses high-performance triple-pane windows, which also help to prevent thermal transfer. Beyond that, the windows are oriented to allow direct sunlight into living space for the heat it provides during the cooler half of the year, beginning on the fall equinox, and to exclude direct sunlight during the warmer half of the year, beginning on the spring equinox, when it would increase the load on the cooling system. The demands of the Equinox house for heating, cooling, ventilation, and humidity control will all be met by a single heat pump-based system developed by Ty Newell and his son Ben through their company, Newell Instruments. Aside from the fact that it maintains a comfortable temperature and level of humidity in the house, this system also delivers a constant flow of fresh air from the outside, and it does that without the loss of conditioned air that occurs in a drafty house. Of course, the Equinox house will be fitted out in other ways that emphasize conservation, including LED lighting, low-flow plumbing fixtures, etc. It even features a system for collecting rainwater that is designed to meet 80% of the annual water needs for a family of four. Although the Equinox house is designed from top to bottom to conserve energy, it will still require electricity to operate. So to be net zero energy, it will produce some by means of a ground-mounted array of solar panels. The solar array has been in service since February of this year and has already produced enough electricity to offset all of the power used in construction of the house. In addition to providing the energy required to run the Equinox house, the Newell solar array will also generate enough electricity to power an electric car for something like 6,000 to 9,000 miles worth of driving every year. Does the idea of a net-zero energy home intrigue you? The Newells hope so. That's partly why they chose to build where they did, so people could see their house in the context of a conventional development and understand building it as a natural step for conservation-minded baby boomers preparing for retirement.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois, which provides primary support for Environmental Almanac. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette.